This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Pat's fixed car and a stuck sex toy. You'll hear about that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Joining us in the studio, professional comedian Sean Morey is here with us. Sean, nice to see you.
I get annoyed by certain things, you know, little things. People who use the word friggin'.
Friggin'?
What the hell is that? Make a stand. Either say the F word or say golly gosh darn. What does friggin' mean anyway? I'm almost mad enough to cuss. Don't push me. I'll say friggin'. I don't give a shooby-dooby. I heard a funny word the other day. Cripes.
Cripes? Cripes.
Some guy said, for cripes' sake. Who would that be? Jesus Cripes? The son of gosh? Of the Church of Holy Moly. I'm not making fun of it.
Gosh.
I don't want to go to heck.
Bravo.
I believe in Jesus Cripes and his mother, Jeez Louise. And all the disciples, golly, gee, willikers, goody, goody, gumdrops, gee whiz, holy cow, buy gum and sweet patootie. there's too much obscenity, really.
What do you mean now?
How about these kids you see wearing obscene T-shirts out in public?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's wearing a shirt that says, shut up, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's he trying to prove? His mother didn't dress him? Oh, Bobby, wear your shut up, bitch T-shirt today. You look so cute in that.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on, wear your blow me shirt. I mean, when I was a teenager, we wore T-shirts that said, make love, not war.
Right.
Now they say, eat crap and die.
Good
I don't
move.
Think they're setting their goals high enough.
I'll bet it wasn't really crap, was it?
That's something else in that shirt, didn't it?
I'm walking with my grandmother. A guy walks by with a T-shirt that says, eat me raw. I'm like, Grandma, I'm really sorry you had to see that. She said, oh, screw him. Wasn't screw either.
Was it Frigg?
No, she made a stand.
She took a stand.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Not celebrating because his car's repaired.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks nice.
What a weekend.
Duct tape people are sad, though. They lost a lot of money.
You've been driving around for more than a year with that body damage. Your car looks great, though, now.
Yeah. Oh,
this will help you on those dates.
How
help out a lot.
How long will it be before he dents it again?
Pat, you don't want to date a woman who's going to judge you for a few dents in your car.
A few?
Yeah.
They all judge, Josh.
They all judge.
I wonder why.
You know, the thing is, when the dents are all rusty, you know they've been there for a long time. That was, sure, I think, the problem. But now it's...
And it's not the denting. It's the fact that you're either... It shows you're either too lazy or poor.
Well, but it was stupid. All taped up. It looks good now, Pat.
It looks very nice.
Or possibly both. The
guy that did that for you did a very nice job.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin.
Thank you, Dusty.
Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, okay. I might need your number, dude.
Okay.
Well, I might have had an incident.
It's Dustin the Wind Auto Repair. Dustin the Wind.
That's his nickname? His nickname is The Wind?
The Wind. They call him The Wind. The Wind.
Okay.
I know a guy they call The Breeze.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's interesting. Boy, Uriah Heep and Leonard Skinner this morning. I'm full of references.
Now, Josh, of course, is now famous for toting around this giant jug of water, yeah, with all kinds of marks on it, I guess marking the time of day.
Yeah, it's got time of day on the
fluid ounces, centiliters, what all the...
Milliliters and ounces, yeah.
Okay, and then interestingly enough, the city where Josh was born, St. Louis, Missouri, has decided to back up Josh. So now it's so big that it says, welcome to St. Louis, right there on the side of the thing, like you're driving into town, and oh look, there's the town water tower.
So it was a water tower joke.
Yeah.
Where's he going with it?
What was that?
There's a lot of water in there.
St. Louis is sponsoring Josh.
So you're supposed to drink what, 8 16-ounce
I think so,
glasses of water a day? Is that it?
Or 4 2-liter bottles of Diet Pepsi a day.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing. Your body doesn't know.
You guys, you won't bully me out of doing this. I'm just letting you know. Your battle, you will lose.
By the way, speaking of that, whose day is it to piss in the
water bottle?
Not me. I'm a little dehydrated. It'll turn it yellow.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Remember the rule. You got to really hydrate. So when you pee in there, okay.
Can you imagine?
Are you allowed to put ice in there?
Sure.
Okay.
Like I can put whatever I want in here.
Is the hole big enough to put ice in there?
The
hole.
Well,
the
hole.
Put cubes in there.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Put some Kool-Aid
in there.
Why are you so fascinated with this water?
You have a Kool-Aid too?
Oh, yeah.
I could fill this thing with all jus if I wanted to.
That's right.
Now,
you could queso.
Maybe over there. Maybe on the weekends, just gravy.
That's basic. Au jus is basically gravy. You can't
No.
Punchline
no,
against
no, 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 no.
He means the white song.
Au jus is much more liquid. Gravy, there's a certain viscous quality, a thick.
I got everybody pairs of jus for Christmas.
You did, yes.
Yeah,
you
did.
Pairs of jus?
Nothing.
Okay, well, let's move forward here. What's happening?
Dear Josh, dear chick, pass this along to Josh.
Hi.
I was watching TikTok the other day, and lo and behold, Bob Welch popped up singing Sentimental Lady. I started laughing very hard because all I heard was Josh singing like Bob Welch.
Well, I believe, chick, I got to give credit where credit's due here. I believe you first mentioned that
this
voice
it's the team game.
Well, it sure has become.
But I was saying how much I enjoyed much of his work, especially
some
of Fleetwood Mac. Oh, no, he's fantastic.
Have you seen that world in the
girl.
Girl. All these chains.
What a natural voice, huh?
Real smooth.
With your baby. I would change
your life. Oh, here it comes. Yeah, go.
Your eyes got me dreaming. Hey, Mom. What? We're playing dance song again.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's a great song.
Listen to this one.
See, the sides were like glass.
This is Bob.
That's where it started. That actually, when he sings glass, kicked all this off.
Wham!
And if any man's hand
I mean, that's great guitar playing, great melody.
Well, we're not, that's yeah, not I'd the like issue. It. The issue is the singing.
Yeah, Bob, we're going to need another one.
Could I not say glass? Right?
Glass. Let me try. Let me hang on. I want to hear him say glass. Hold on.
You see, the sides were like glass.
Okay, admittedly, there's a lot of something glass. In that glass.
Yeah, there's something.
Like, Bob, there's a lot of hissing going on.
Bob, have you been watching Sesame Street again? Are you trying to talk like the Muppets? Is that what you're doing?
It's a very nice song.
Draw drinks out of a jug. I drink out of a glass. Very nice.
So it's all over TikTok now.
All over TikTok is Bob Welch.
By the way, all over TikTok also, our song Camel Toe is everywhere on TikTok now. The Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra.
People seem to like that one.
Yeah. And they're doing all kinds of funny videos based on it. Mm-hmm.
This concerns Mike Mark. We got an email from a listener, and Mark is whatever, is our clearinghouse, if you will, for the emails, and he puts them in order and things like that. And he had a listener ask, there was a certain Pat Daly song that he was trying to find, and he emailed, what's up with that? Can you help me with the title? And Mike Mark sent back, of course, here's the title of the song, and I can't find it right now because I'm nervous because Tom will yell at me if I don't have it right away and read this really fast.
So, what is the song so we can get it?
I don't want to hear it. So out drinking and piss on all the cars.
Oh, I love that.
So Mark signs all of his emails to listeners Mike Mark.
Right.
Okay, Mike/Mark. So damned if this guy doesn't thank you for helping me. I really do appreciate it. I love the show. My best to you both.
Mike Mark.
Do you want to explain the origin story?
Because you called him Mike for 17 years.
You want to know why? That had something to do with it. I stole it from Carol O'Connor on All in the Family because he used to say, the Reverend Felcher. Fletcher! Whatever.
Right.
So I went, Mike.
When
Mark,
I said Mike,
whatever.
You corrected me. Okay. Yes. Very good.
Yeah, because so you've been calling him Mike for so long.
Right. I should have stood up and explained it.
Would you know him on site? Which one? Who Mark is?
If you ran into him at Home Depot, would you go, oh, hey, Mike. Mark.
If he weren't handing you a Starbucks, you would be able to recognize him.
I don't know.
The birthday Chick McGee celebrating with us all today is?
Well, it begins and ends with Donny Iris and the greatest song ever written.
You want to explain who Donny Iris is to Billy?
Is this like late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah,
like right before that glam metal era?
Pop star.
Yeah.
Is this glam metal? I just think it's a good song.
It's right before it, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a good song.
We should play
it.
It's a great song.
Love is like a rock.
No, that's an awful song.
Love is like a rock.
This has more hooks than a tackle box. I'm in right away.
I love it. Love that song.
Is Love is Like a Rock, and the radio told me, is that the one?
No. That was by Reunion, Tom.
What was that one?
The guy talks really fast.
Oh, right.
Life is a rock.
Life is a rock.
Okay.
But the radio rolled me. You remember how gorgeous that song is. It's kind of like... Love is like a rock or whatever.
Of course, Bob Seger, like a rock.
Uh-huh.
Paul Simon, I am a rock.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we're going to do all rock songs, too.
Literally.
Great.
Yeah.
Moana, I'm pretty sure The Rock sings a few songs in that show.
He does.
Here we go. This is Life is a Rock.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, here's my favorite song by Donny Iris.
We can't stop this burning
Your head starts moving. Singing along. You're humming. And here's Ace's favorite song.
No, this is the Reunion.
My girl's my favorite.
This is Life is a Rock.
Never mind.
Here we go.
Yeah. I used to know all the words, but I don't anymore. I love this song.
Did you really?
I like it too.
Beepy Bumble and the Stingers, but the Hooper Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack and Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady.
It's like a silly song.
He did this before Savage Garden ever did.
Richie Valens and the story. Puffies to Fujiyama, Kamasutra.
You got the idea?
Oh, this is expired.
Here it comes.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me.
Wow. Yeah, and then it just sort of takes about 100 plus names from pop culture and crams them in there.
That's a karaoke song.
I don't want to.
That'd be rough.
Sober for that one.
I don't want to hear you making fun of Lil Nas X or DaBaby or whoever else. That was garbage. That was terrible.
Well, I think it was kind of underscoring some of the great people in the world of pop music.
Sorry, you got Mott the Hoople in there. I heard that.
Yeah. Very early on.
It's like a list song, right, Tom? You love those list songs.
Yeah, it crams everything in there. Artfully shoving them in. Let's listen to the beam. Listen very carefully. You're right. Mott the Hoople very early on.
Listen to that electric piano.
Yeah, I like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
here it comes.
But then the guy starts talking.
Beepy Bumble and the Stingers, Mott the Hoople, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, and Twang.
I don't even know.
Lonnie Mack.
I heard Lonnie Mack. The
Twang.
The Staple Singers was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Staple Singers.
Yes, that was one of those things you had to kind of... In those days, write it down. You couldn't look up. I'm sure you can find the lyrics in the internet.
Oh, I have no doubt they're out there, yeah.
Keep them in the same folder as my cantos by Ezra Pound.
Oh, jeez.
Right now, coming up in sports.
World records.
Please.
World records, buddy. Involving eggs again. And the good old Rubik's Cube.
Okay,
again?
Tell me to Christy, how many eggs do you think you could hold in one hand?
Oh.
Are they raw? Oh, I dropped a raw.
Well, this isn't just holding.
Probably 18.
18?
Yeah, at the grocery store. You just take them right off the Jumbo XL.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Without the carton.
Good job.
Oh. How about that? You trickster.
That does change
things. I have small hands. I'm going to say 3.
I bet I could hold
3.
No, you can't hold 3.
How many eggs could you hold in one butt?
None.
I bet
you
can get a few up there.
Now, cool and
how much money? How much money would you have? We put an egg on your chair, and you have to sit down on it.
No,
and crack it. How much? $10,000.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just
take
to
it.
Sit on an egg?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll do that.
There's some guy out there who just almost wrecked his car. They're finally going to do it. Christy's going to sit on an egg.
Hey, I've been waiting for
it. Yeah. I've been looking the world over for fellow ovum. No. I found it.
She's A, got to be naked. B, the egg has to crack. Then I need photos.
You didn't say I had to be naked.
Chick pics.
And her feet way up in the air.
Now, Willie, it's my understanding. We were talking about the John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a very fine actor, of course, from Mad Men, among other things. And he's in a new sort of radio play / podcast.
Yeah.
And are you're reading it or listening to it right now?
I listened to it on the way up to the first show with Josh, you know, kind of just to get my head, not be nervous, listen to something. And it's great. I can't believe I love it so much because, like, radio play is not a thing for guys my generation, yeah. Really.
But it's a true story about... A guy named Tony Caritzis taking somebody hostage.
Oh, no,
hostage.
It's a different one, yeah.
It's a dramatic retelling.
Right.
It's very dramatic, and it takes itself very seriously.
Oh, it should. The guy had a shotgun wired to somebody's head.
Yeah, no, mortgage broker. When it, and it was all in real time, so that was one of the first... Real time watching it on TV,
yes.
Dramas. Mm-hmm.
Christy's
unfolding.
Right. That was kind of like the OJ thing.
Yeah.
But earlier.
Right.
Was it being followed nationally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was live on TV. I mean, it was crazy.
Guy, he literally had a shotgun wired to the guy's head in case. So he fell over. Yikes.
And I know, or I read it, or maybe I dreamed it, but network executives and television people who can control this, they were worried about what might happen on real live television. So they started to, I mean, we would have gotten there anyway with the delay system, but they said, we need to ramp this up a little bit because
they called it the Ruby button.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. All right.
Well,
horse got out of the barn once. Let's not.
Yeah. What you're listening to right now may have happened several seconds ago because we have a digital delay circuit.
Or in Tom's world, late 1967.
So when Chick casually throws out the F word, as he did not too long ago, we're able to hit the button.
I did do that, didn't I?
Yes. And
very conversational.
The button over here is labeled... Dump. It's the so-called dump button.
If you didn't hear me do that, go on Bob and Tom social media and see that video. It's stunning. I have no idea saying it.
Nope.
I'm completely oblivious to the
You had just returned from your bout.
Yeah, it was your first day back.
Yes, I did. Yeah. My COVID.
Perhaps we can find the audio later and share
very
it.
Very funny.
Chick, I was home that day getting ready for the call-in, and I was watching. I laughed for 10 minutes. I laughed through the whole break. I texted you. I texted my dad. I texted Dean.
It was just me hanging out, yep. talking with buddies.
It was so funny.
I was waiting for the wings to be delivered. I was doing.
Well, we'll revisit that momentarily. In any event, Josh, what was the name of the book you're reading?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Good stuff.
And this is the famous Chick McGee. This was your first day back.
After COVID.
And we obviously had to go back and put a beep on it, but you'll see what.
Sure.
Hard to believe guy wrote that, wrote me and Julio down by the schoolyard or whatever the fuck.
That's bullshit.
What? Hold up. Remember the days of the old schoolyard. That was, hold up.
So Chick is upset because he thinks he got the title of the song wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Which he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was Josh saying, oh. I didn't say it. I said...
Right. No, it was okay.
Say it.
Now I had to hit it again.
God. That would have been... That was just a stumble.
Yes.
That's the old...
I misspoke.
That's the old story of the guys touring the factory. So how'd you lose your finger? Well, I went like this with the lathe. Oh, there goes the other one.
Wow. No, wait. I was trying to say, I thought Josh said, oh, no! But I guess it was me.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I was too busy laughing.
I had no idea.
So you were complaining about which song? Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard?
No. The Cat Stevens song.
Cat Stevens.
Do you remember the days of the old schoolyard?
Ugh.
Yeah. Which is a horrible song, but he wrote so many great songs.
Yeah, yes, okay.
And once Climb again, on that piece.
But so not only did you get the song wrong in your little piece here, but you... You cursed. Let's do it one more time.
Hard to believe guy wrote that, wrote me and Julio down by the schoolyard or whatever the fuck.
That's bullshit.
Oh, no. Remember the days of the old schoolyard.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, the correction isn't it? I'm sorry that I just.
No.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.